This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day, everybody. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always brought to you by amazing sponsors, including Mobile International Speedway, back in action next weekend. Wait till we talk about that. Also, we've got Five Flag Speedway, big night of racing. I can't wait to tell you about the super late models. It was huge. And Sunny South Raceway, again, they had a busy week there at the Bay Bears, and they're also going to tell us a little bit about what's going on. So Tim Bryant is standing by with Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway. Again, great night as it was the return of the Southern Super Series. Amazing finish. Something you usually see in the Bombers, not the Super Lates. There was a lot of banging and beating between Jeff Duquette and Casey Broderick. And we're going to find out who won here in a couple minutes. Also, we're getting ready for a big event. It's the Highway 90 Challenge Series. Bill Roth with Sunny South Raceway. Well, all the tracks. He does a lot of the announcing. With the Highway 90 Challenge Series, going to run down what we had last weekend results from Sunny South Raceways. We're preparing for another one at Miss Ida's big racetrack, Mobile International Speedway. You know, we've had just a few different races this year between the two tracks, and it really has got a lot of excitement out there on the roads, or not on the roads, but I should say on the social media. So we're going to go there and talk to Bill Roth about that. The next event, Highway 90 Challenge Series. They'll have the pro late models, also the pro trucks, bombers, and sportsmen. Now, one of those drivers who's actually live with us on Facebook at Facebook Live. Good morning, everyone. I see Billy Booth, Dink Stevens, Scott, and Gary, but Rusty Powell Jr., who's watching live on Facebook as well. We're excited to have him on. He's going to talk a little bit about his hunt for the championship with the Sunny South Raceway and Mobile International Speedway Highway 90 Challenge Series. Now, Kane Motorsports is also on display, I guess you could say, at Vaping the Coast with Cyclops Vapor in downtown Mobile at the Convention Center. We've also got a live concert with Saliva tonight, so it's going to be a lot of fun. We got the Dirt Open Wheel Modified on display. Gates open at noon, and Rod Cochran from the Cyclops Vapor Group's going to be on with us. And as if that's not enough, and Tim, stand by, let me breathe, as Matt Weaver has so much to tell us about. You know, Matt's with Racer Magazine and Auto Week, and he's going to talk about everything Jeff Gordon, everything Dale Earnhardt Jr., Tony Stewart. We're talking about Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the Xfinity race tonight, which, by the way, on Indianapolis Motor Speedway, we'll have heat races. So much to cover. A big race weekend. I think we need 2 hours instead of one. Tim Bryant, welcome to the show, my friend. What a night you guys had.
Yeah, good morning. After all that, we might need to take an intermission before you get going again.
I know, right?
No, we did. We had a good, got a great weekend of racing. Kicked off last night in a big way here at Five Flags. Of course, I got to tell you, we missed the Cyclops Vapor Group, but, glad you guys are doing the show this weekend, and hope you all have a big time out there and continue to spread the word for racing. Of course, a big weekend next weekend at MIS.
Yeah, we're excited about that one, too.
As you mentioned, the Blizzard Series event that we had on Memorial Day weekend, we thought it couldn't get much more exciting than that, but I tell you what, we seemed to top it last night. We had the Thurp 125. Looked like Jeff Duquette, the Florida-based driver, had his way, you know, had about a 10-car length lead early on. We didn't have a caution until somewhere lap 60 range, and from there on, the complexion of the race completely changed.
Yes, it did.
Some just tremendous battles. You just don't see in super late model three-wide racing for the lead, but we saw some of that last night. And then when it was all said and done, Casey Roderick, our defending Blizzard Series champion, came out on top, and his good-looking white number 7 Graham Trucking race car had black tire marks all down both sides. So that's a fan's delight, I got to tell you.
Yeah, you know, and just reading it, like I said, we weren't able to be there last night, one of the races that we missed. But, the read the story that you guys have at FiveFlagSpeedway.com, it really covers it well because, I mean, these guys were beating and banging on each other even during the cautions to the point where the race director had to come in.
Yeah, we had to, in Dan Spence's word, sometimes he tells the drivers, breathe through your nose, and of course what that is, take a second to think about what it is you're doing here. So, cooler heads prevailed, but honestly, these racers are so competitive nowadays, and we got, in all our divisions, really, you know, guys that just don't want to settle for anything less than purse. So, you know, they do what they got to do. It was not a wreck fest. They're not out to wreck each other.
Right.
They're just all fighting for the same spot. And if they got to rub a little bit, so be it. And
exactly.
To me, that's good short track racing.
And I agree. You've got Kim Bird, who's live on Facebook, saying Tim Bryan is one of the best promoters of racing. So you've got the fans that are behind you. Obviously, last night, a good night of crowd and a great night of racing, not just in the Supers. Now, let's go to my class real quick. Go mix it up a little bit with the Bombers. Obviously, the last race, you kind of bring people up to speed of what happened after that, after Tech, because B.J. Latham had a chance not to be there yesterday, but he was.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, at the conclusion of the Butler You Pull a Bomber feature, there was a claim on the engine, and there's a $1,500 claim available on any top four finisher in the Bomber division by another competitor. And basically, that rule was put in place just to kind of control the cost of the engines in those cars. And anyway, his engine got claimed, so 2 weeks ago, they left the racetrack with a race car with no motor in the engine compartment. Daryl Jackson worked really hard for the last couple of weeks. They had a new engine. They tried to test it at Mobile, and the weather just wouldn't cooperate, so they never got on the track until Thursday evening here at Pensacola for the open practice. Had some engine problems right out of the gate, but sorted them all out, and you know, he was back on top last night for sure.
Yeah, but it was a good race and a good clean race. It sounded like it, a good car count. I think 11 or 12 Bombers, which is great to see. In the Sportsman class, well, we were missing a driver because he's got a pro truck, and let's talk about how the Sportsman went, because my buddy Johnny Green, who's a lot of time during this time out fishing, Johnny, he pulled it off, and he did it in grand style because he beat that 33.
Yeah, for sure. They, you know, Johnny's missed a couple of races, as we all know. He's a charter boat captain, and, you know, this is a busy time of year for him, but he found his way to the racetrack last night, and he did it in grand style. He and Steve Butcher put on a show with, you know, just swapping the lead lap after lap. When they come across the finish line, you know, our race director would say 31 led that lap. Next time it'd be 33 led that lap. So we didn't know till the end, but Johnny Green pulled it off, and it was a big win for him, and nobody could have been happier for him than Steve Buttrick, who has not lost his desire to win, but he don't mind seeing other guys get a shot at it.
Yeah, and they put on a clinic, like you said. When they get out there and they go race, I mean, these guys, they look like almost like the sliders we see when we're doing the drifting. These guys could get so close. They're both sideways, and they're not touching each other, but you can't ask for better short track racing. And I think right now in the racing world, that's what the fans want to see, obviously. And I've got to give props to Beef O'Brady's Pro Trucks, Taylor Jorgensen. Now, here's a young 21-year-old girl, what, from Georgia, I think. Yeah, Stockbridge, Georgia, who was upset of her last race. I mean, she's, what, two or three of them already? And look what she did last night, Tim.
Yeah. Had a DNF the last outing with her Georgia-based pro truck. And certainly after winning the first two races, that was a disappointment to her. But and then she ran second one night to Stephen Davis. So, you know, she was proud of that moment. But last night she drove a heck of a race. She started out running third or fourth early on and kind of preserved her equipment. You know, those are 40-lap races,
yeah.
And, you know, when it was all said and done, she parked in victory lane, actually had some contact with her teammate, Rodney Bedefield, to take over the lead, so I'm sure that was an interesting ride home to Georgia, but you know what, Kane, you mentioned Shane Ard. We'll make a call out to him. He made a strong showing in his new pro truck last night, missed him in the Sportsman division, but now a pro truck racer with that silver 29, ran really strong. Had some type of mechanical breakdown, was unable to finish the race, but you know, made a good showing there. But what we felt last night here at Pensacola and all of the divisions, we still feel electricity back in the air. Short track racing on asphalt for a change has really come back. Somehow or another, it's turned the corner, and people are excited about it.
Oh, absolutely, and I love to be out there, and like you said, you're going to see that rubbing and racing in most of the classes there. And one class that you encouraging it is the Demolition Derby coming up with the Modifieds of Mayhem. That is going to be a big show coming up Friday, August 5th.
Yeah, it's a week from tonight. We're excited about that. It's our annual Demolition Derby. We're limiting the field to 14 cars. That pretty much fills our front straightaway where we have the Demolition Derby. So we've already got like 8 entries, so only 6 spots left. We'll fill them this week. We're pretty certain. And then we're going to try to toss out a little PR to some of the guys in the Demolition Derby for a change. But the Modified of Mayhem Tour, we'll be back in 2 weeks, and already expecting some extra cars that we hadn't saw before, some Texas cars are going to be coming over that night. So be a good night of racing. Sportsmen and Bombers also just run three divisions along with a demolition derby that night. The best part about it is our back-to-school night, a $5 ticket across the board. Anybody that comes in pays $5, except for kids 5 and under. Of course, they'll always free.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Tim, I appreciate it. It's going to be a great weekend of racing coming up with Mobile International Speedway next weekend, and I've got Bill Ross standing by. We'll get more information about him and everything that's going on. But thank you again, Tim. Sounds like it was a great night of racing. The Demolition Derby is going to be next, and, of course, the Modified. It's always a great show. So thanks for being a big part of what we do here at Full Throttle Racing.
Well, thank you, and we want to thank all the racers for being here last night. The fan support we got, it was great crowd last night. We're hoping the momentum will carry over to MIS next week. And I got to mention, Stacy Roderick in Victory Lane told me, he says, I can't wait to get to Mobile with my pro car next Saturday night.
Oh, there you go. Tim Bryant with Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway. That's going to be a good show coming up, and we've still got more goodies. Bill Roth, Rusty Powell Jr., and NASCAR. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And I usually say at this point of the show, if you can only see what goes on behind the scenes, well, now you can. Live on Facebook. I've got a lot of folks checking us out. Thank you all. Go to Derek, D-E-R-E-K, Long, L-O-N-G, and we will be able to kind of talk back and forth. Rusty Powell Jr. joining us now. Good morning, Rusty. Now, Rusty, you've been running Bombers for a while, and now you've got this Highway 90 Challenge Series, and you've been doing great. Good morning. Welcome to the show, brother.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, we've been pretty successful this year. It's been tough racing with Robert Loper. He's always been a tough competitor. Just been chasing his bumper over there at Sunny South all year, and we finally done our homework, and I have to take a lot of thanks to Mark Barnhill and Leland Dees, and they basically coached me all the way through it last weekend that we raced.
Well, and you're enjoying it again. I mean, I love racing with you. You went over to Five Flag Speedway, and you had the cane luck over there, didn't you?
Yes, sir. It's hard to come out with a clean nose over at Five Flag sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's how it is. Let me ask you, this year, you know, you were, I think at the beginning of the year, you were planning only running a few races, and then this Highway 90 Challenge Series kind of evolved. Can you tell us what attracted you to this?
Really, it had a lot to do with Bill Ross. He showed a lot of passion and giving us some place to race. Done a great job by promoting us and basically just keeping us around the racing scene. Even though we had limited races over at Mobile, he worked hard and got us over at Sunny South. And I thank Wayne and Debbie for also inviting us and letting us come run over there.
Well, I tell you, it's been a lot of fun to watch the Bombers, and again, I love racing with them. Can't wait to be there, you know, as they say, Rubbin's racing, but you got a pretty car. I ain't going to touch it, and I don't want you to touch mine. You know how that goes. No.
It ain't too pretty no more, Scott. Just about the numbers are going off of it on both sides.
Uh-oh. But that's what we want. You know, has it been fun? Have you enjoyed racing? Because, you know, we're really used to Mobile. We've had a couple races out there. I won the last Bomber Championship out there 3 years ago, I think, they had, and we won that one, which was awesome. And it looks like you or Robert are on the way. But how has it been between you guys? Because I know you guys race pretty tough in Mobile together, too. And obviously friends, but, you know, on the track, racing's racing.
Yes, it's always been. We got high respect for each other. We ain't going to tear each other up, but we will bump each other. And that's just about what you got to do over at Sunny South. It's a hard track to get used to. When you come from a half mile to a quarter mile, it's really hard not to overdrive. And it took a lot of discipline. It took me 5 races to figure it out.
Yeah, saving those tires, that right rear, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, what about sponsors? I know you've had sponsors in the past, and again, the family obviously has been a big part of what you're doing as well, as it is with almost every race team that you're going to see at the tracks along the Gulf Coast.
I have amazing sponsors. I got Aaron Berry. I got Danny Berry Photography. Yeah. I got Roto-Rooter and Mobile, Explosive Sign and Graphics. I'm not sure I'm forgetting somebody, but I have a great crew. My wife and my kids, my crew chief, Leland Dees, my dad, they're all great supporters. I'm telling you, man, they wouldn't be racing without them. I promise you that.
That's exactly it. I mean, when you go, when you pull in, it's like Loper, it's like Langham. You guys, the Kane Motorsports crew, when you come, you just don't come with yourself in a race car. You guys got the whole group, you got the whole family, and it's what we do on the weekends.
Oh yeah, it's definitely, it's the highlight of the weekend. I hope and pray that we're able to do it more. And with me and Leland, we've talked about stepping out of racing after this season.
Oh.
We're going to try our best to race for the championship. And hopefully we're going to put my boys and Bangos and carts down there at Sunny South Speedway. And,
so you're willing to step out of the bomber for a couple of years, obviously save it, because, yeah, your kids are getting up to the age to where they can start doing that. And, you know, and as we get wiser, I don't use that word old, but as we get wiser in our years, sometimes it's fun to bring them up. And your kids are probably already itching to go, right?
Oh, yeah. My middle child, he's 10. He's bugging me every week to quit.
Get out of that car. Get out of my car, Dad.
But,
well, that's awesome.
It's something I would enjoy to watch, to get to watch them do it and everything, and maybe teach them something. We've been running bombers since 2009,
And
we set one season out. We raced four people. We raced for ourselves, and It's the best season we've had since we've been running bombers.
That's so awesome. And you've had some good seasons, Junior.
Yeah. I've had quite a few top fives. I had a second place my very first season in 2009 as a rookie of the year. We've had some successful seasons, but not very many wins.
Yeah. Well, now that's changing. You're starting to see that. I like seeing those pictures on Facebook. Well, we wish you the best of luck. And obviously, it's nice to have local drivers on the show as much as we can. We have so many new people that are checking out this show. And we have a lot of businesses as well. So, Rusty, I know you've got a fast car. You're up there with Loper in the points. You guys are battling back and forth. If there's a sponsor listening that would love to say, you know what, I would love the opportunity to put my sticker on the side of your car and have your car at my place, what do we need to do to hunt you down?
Definitely. You can catch me on Power Racing. You can look me up on Facebook, Rusty Power Jr. You got my number. Anything, we can use all the help we can get, to be honest with you. But we would love to get more sponsors on board with us. It's definitely an exciting class. A lot of people start to see more and more about the bombers.
It is. And that's the thing, you know, we've got our dirt modified, we've got another modified chassis for next year, but there's something about the bombers. I love it, and it's just, it's good, it's the most, can you say most affordable racing? Probably not, but as far as it goes, it's not as expensive as a late model, right?
No doubt. It's definitely changed over the years.
Yeah. I think the first bomber I had was $700 I made payments to Amy for.
Yeah, I remember the first bomber year.
Well, Rusty, we wish you the best of luck again. Have fun. We'll see you next weekend at MIS. Is there anyone else before we let you go you want to say thanks to?
Just Patterfield also for keeping my bill around for us to run also there.
Yeah.
Again, Bill Ross and Debbie and Wayne for giving us another place to race. I'm highly thankful for them.
All right, well, Rusty, we'll see you next weekend at the track, and enjoy the time off, brother. Thank you for being part of the show. Absolutely. Well, Rusty Powell Jr. there, and again, he's such a great driver, great family man. When you see him out on the track, it's something special. You know, like Tim Bryant said earlier during the show, Five Flag Speedway, he kind of missed the Cyclops Vapor Group, and well, there's a reason why we couldn't make it out last night, because we're actually live this weekend. It's Vaping the Coast, and Cyclops Vapor is a big part of this. So does Kane Motorsports. They do a lot with us with childhood cancer, and also all the visits we do to the Women's and Children's Hospital. I've got Rod Cochran, who's actually live at the event. And Rod, good morning from Cyclops Vapor.
Good morning, brother. Great to be with you, Kane.
Hey, man. Thank you for coming on the show. First of all, there's a lot of people that are maybe misinformed a little bit about vaping. First of all, right now there's a big argument with the FDA, and they're trying to put vaping in the same category as tobacco, which it is not.
Absolutely not. Basically, what's happened is the government, you know, they made a settlement with the tobacco companies, the states, years ago. And the money that they expected to get from that, they basically went out and spent basically in a payday loan kind of situation, where they took the money they hadn't made yet and went and spent it before they got it.
Yeah.
Now people are stopping, you know, the use of traditional cigarettes in mass numbers and going to vaping, and they want to recoup that money. So they just decided to call vaping smoking, and it's not. It's totally different. It's one of the most effective ways to quit traditional cigarettes, and it's 95% healthier than traditional cigarettes, as according to every health organization around the world besides in the U.S. For some reason, the FDA does not want to say that because they want the money. It's just basically a federal overreach from the government. Once again, imagine that.
Yeah.
Dealing with money. It's about money. It's really not about your health or anything like that.
So they want to,
you know, something that's actually more healthy for people, and it's saving people's lives. They want to go, no, money's more important than health. So, you know, imagine the federal government doing that. But yep, that's exactly what they're doing. But we're bringing awareness to it, basically. Vaping the Coast is the convention center here in Mobile, Cyclops Vapor. Very proud to be part of that and bringing this to the Mobile and surrounding areas. And we're looking to have a great day out here. We've got a lot of vendors, a lot of e-liquid manufacturers, a lot of information, advocacy groups that basically come down telling everyone about the FDA regulations and things that they can do to help. And then basically, anyone that's a smoker, we encourage you to come down. You're in for free. We've got a starter kit to help you switch from smoking to vaping and get you started. We'll give you a free e-liquid. We'll give you a free vape pen.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Get you started.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. I mean, and you're starting the process of quitting. Does that make sense?
Exactly. That's what they would be doing. Exactly. And you know, you've known me for years.
Years.
I never thought there would come a day where I did not smoke cigarettes, and it's almost been a year. It's been a year, right at a year now, that I have not smoked cigarettes, and it's because vaping actually works. Unlike traditionally the gum, the patch, these other things, you know, sometimes they work, a lot of times they don't. Vaping has the highest success rate as far as getting people to switch over and get off traditional cigarettes. You know, it's saving billions of lives, literally.
Yeah, it is. And again, we're honored to be a part of it with Kane Motorsports and Cyclops Vapor this year. You guys have also really done a lot with us with the Kane's Warrior Kids program. You've given us money as far as giving it to kids locally that are fighting. And then now our latest thing, what we're doing is we're doing, collecting school supplies. You guys are behind us with that. And you'll go back up with us at the Women's and Children's Hospital in August. And that is such a neat experience. And for you guys to team up with us to help with these kids means the world to Michelle and I.
Yeah, we're happy to be a part of it. It's, you know, it's something very special. That trip we make to the hospital to see those kids' faces, just get to spend some time with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a way we like to give back, you know, and, you know, they're fighting, you know, things such as cancer just like us. You know, I mean, that's what we're out to do. So we kind of see the comparisons there, and we wanted to, you know, to get on board with you and what you're doing. The Kane's Warrior Kids Project is just a great organization. You're doing a lot of great things, and we wanted to be part of it with Cyclops Vapor.
Well, we're excited. Now, today, the event goes on. It's actually 2 days. It's today and tomorrow. And, oh, boy, you guys rented out the Soul Kitchen. We're going to get a little crazy tonight.
Absolutely. We're putting on basically a free concert. It's live at the group. You may have heard Click, Click, Boom.
Yeah.
We have lots of good songs. Rock Radio. They're going to be there as well as two opening bands, Sweet Cheetah and Left the Hate, which are local groups. But they're very good as well. And it's free. It's free. We encourage anybody to come down. Cyclops Vapor. We're carrying the bill. You're in the door. Come have some fun. Come to Vaping the Coast. Enjoy your experience here. Come down to Soul Kitchen and enjoy this concert and hang out with us. You know, again, this is just some of the things we like to do to get out and about and maybe educate some people on, you know, just the positive things about vaping. And it's not the big back boogeyman that sometimes the government or the FDA wants to make you think it is, because they don't want to see it be successful because it works. You know?
Yeah, it does. And again, and that's the thing. It's absolutely free. Downtown Convention Center going on today. Stop by. You'll see the Kane Motorsports race car. Yeah. You've got Zach Carpenter's racing motorcycle there. But if you really want to quit smoking, you could do it for free today and go see a free rock and roll show with Saliva. I mean, come on. We're going to be down there all weekend long. And, Rod, we appreciate, again, everything you're doing for us.
Yeah, you tell me. They come to the door, and they want to see Rod, and if they heard this on your radio program, they're in the door today for free, and they're in the concert tonight for free.
Man, you can't get that any better. We're live on Facebook now, too, Rod. I'll see you in a few hours. Can't wait.
Thanks a lot, buddy. See you soon.
There you go, Rod Cochran with Five Speedway. I've still got racing on my head. Can you tell? No, with, again, Cyclops Vapor, thank you for being a big part of what we're doing. Again, free concerts live tonight. It's Soul Kitchen. Tell them Kane sent you, or Rod, and we'll get you in. It's NASCAR now, and oh, my gosh, are you ready for Indianapolis? You got heat races at the Motor Speedway. You got Jeff Gordon, Tony Stewart battling it out. Who would have thought this was going to happen in Indy? Hang on. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to all the great sponsors, Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. And really quick, before we get into NASCAR with Matt Weaver, I just want to say thank you to all the sponsors with Kane Motorsports. Without what we do with them, we couldn't do everything we do for the kids. So thank you, McDonald's, Half-Res Corporation, Hull Apart. We're going to have our cars on display this Thursday from 11 to 1. Free food and free hot dogs, race car goodies as well. It's going to be at the Pull Apart right off of Moffitt and 65, so come see us. Cyclops Vaporgan, just talked with Rod Cochran. Thank you for all they do with the childhood cancer. Of course, this weekend, they're going to be downtown today, tomorrow, for free. Come down to the convention center for Vaping the Coast, and also that free concert tonight. Just say, hey, Kane sent me, or Rod sent me. We'll get you into the Soul Kitchen for free to go see Saliva. Also, thanks to the Vape Shop of Pensacola, Pace and Golf Breeze, the Hub Printing of Robertsdale. They now have digital print press. They can do three-dimensional things from your office window wraps to your cars. Thank you guys for everything you do. Heritage Electrical also. All your electrical needs. Just went out to the convention center, put new LEDs on the ride for today for the modified. So thank you guys for coming up early and helping. The Belrose Tattoo and Piercing, BA Motorsports, just gave us, and I know he gets embarrassed, but I'm going to tell him anyway, just gave us a check for a lot of, well, I'm going to say it, $1,000, because they're going to help us with our non-for-profit. And this also goes to money for the kids for backpacks to the Women and Children's Hospital. So, Frank, again, thank you with BA Motorsports. It means the world to us. Casp Industries, USFD Racing, Ratty Rods of the South, and we've got Falsac Tires, Metro Glass of Mobile, Coastal Traffic, Ingersoll Racing, and again, CanesWarriorKids.com. So, with all that being said, we appreciate everyone that helps us. And again, I am so jealous. I've got Matt Weaver, living the dream, living the life. For me, I live vicariously. So you've been to Eldora this weekend. You're at Indy for the Xfinity race. And, of course, the big one tomorrow. You're loving life, aren't you? Welcome to the show, Matt.
Yeah, Kane, I try to. Let's not forget Anderson for the Red Bud 300 last Saturday.
Right.
IRP, or what used to be IRP, yeah. Lucas Oil for the ARCA Racing Series and the CRA Super Late Model Series. So, yeah, life is good. Hashtag because race car.
That's perfect. I love that. Okay, let me just let's start off here. First of all, does Tony Stewart have a chance to win his final Brickyard?
I don't think so. And keep in mind that I was one of the biggest proponents earlier in the season by saying I thought Tony Stewart was going to win a race. I can't believe that it happened 1 week after I wrote the story. He went out and won Watkins Glen. But I think the things that you need to win at Indianapolis, Tony just doesn't have right now. That's not to say that he can't win anywhere else again. I just think that his attributes, his skill set, his conditioning doesn't necessarily lend itself to Indianapolis. So, you know, Tony Stewart has made a career out of proving people wrong, so don't take me to the bank on this. But my gut just says, you know, he's not one of my top 10 favorites if you were to hold me to the stake.
Next news, Jeff Gordon, he's getting acclimated back in the car after 230 days without being in a race car. He's used to the new technology on the dash. He's done a lot of the you know, the sim racing this week, but what do you think is going to happen here? They actually had Hendrick's Motorsports take down his name above the garage as well, I saw yesterday.
Well, the story there was is that that was a concerted effort by the entire team, including Jeff Gordon.
Oh.
They got to the track, and they had Jeff Gordon, number 88, above the garage stall. And the team actually together in a unified stance said, no, this is Dale Jr.'s team. It's Dale Jr.'s car. We would like to have Dale Jr.'s name above the door on the pit stall. So Indianapolis acquiesced it. And, of course, Dale's name is on the car above the door. His name is still on the windshield panel. And so they wanted to be business as usual, even though a four-time champion and 92-race winner is in the car. And he looks pretty good. He says he feels pretty good. He wants to get some more consistency. And we were talking about who can win this race. When has Jeff Gordon ever showed up to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and not had a chance to win?
But
11 top fives and a 9.1 average finish, so don't count him out.
But they screwed up his suit. He's a four-time champion, and what did they do to his suit? That's funny.
Well, he's a four-time champion, but apparently there's four other championships that none of us knew about because they listed him as a 2006, 2007, 2008, and 2009 championship.
And weren't those Jimmy Johnsons?
Yeah, you had one job. Is what happened there. Now look, there's a certain contingent of NASCAR fan who would argue that he's the rightful 2004, 2007, and 2014 champion, if not for the chase. But those are not the ones represented on his fire suit, oddly enough, this weekend.
Yeah. You know, we do have to touch base. Earnhardt Jr. Says for the first time yesterday in a tweet, he's sensing improvements on his battling the balance issue he's having.
Yeah, he's making good progress. I think if you're a Dale Jr. fan, you should feel encouraged not only by Dale Jr.'s actual tweet, but what everyone had to say, what Jeff Gordon said he saw in person when he was at the shop, what Rick Hendrick said. I know there are some fans who are a little bitter that it's Jeff Gordon in the car, but make no mistake, he wants Dale Jr. in that car as quickly as possible, too, and it sounds like, you know, this could be sooner rather than later. I'm not a doctor, and I don't want to speculate, but he's saying all the right things to where a week ago when he was talking about it on his podcast, he said he was dizzy and nauseous and having a hard time with balance. It sounds like those sort of things are starting to go away, so that's good news for Dale Jr., and hopefully he can win himself a race when he gets back because he's going to fall out of the chase now with this three race or more stint that he's going to miss out.
Well, Matt, I know I wanted to talk a little bit about the dirt race at Eldora, but I think I want to take the last couple of minutes instead and talk about, can anyone clinch a spot in the chase at this race, and what would it take?
For the cup race?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think at this point we've pretty much got our winners. The one name that I am looking at to maybe kind of shake things up a little bit is a name that we're all familiar with on the Gulf Coast, Chase Elliott. He's got Alan Gustafson as his crew chief. They won the race in 2014 with Gordon. He seemed very, very confident and comfortable when I passed by him yesterday in the pit area. Don't be surprised if that 24 ends up back in victory lane, but it's not Jeff Gordon, it's Chase Elliott.
Yeah. I wonder how weird that's going to be, him passing that 24 car, if that happens.
Yeah, it's funny. People have been asking me all week, you know, well, I wonder how Jeff Gordon's going to feel when he goes to pass the 24 on Sunday. And I'm like, hold on a second. You need to ask how Jeff Gordon's going to feel when the 24 is passing him on Sunday.
Ah, that's good. Well, you know, the Xfinity race, we got about a minute left. We were talking off the air. What are your thoughts about that, truthfully?
Yeah, I'm going to be totally honest, and you know I'm not very politically correct, and I don't
love
that. How I feel. I call this race the abomination. It's the race that serves no other purpose to exist outside of existing. I am boycotting the race. I'm staying home in Indianapolis, finding myself a nice bike trail. If NASCAR is listening, sorry about your luck. This race should be at IRP. If not at IRP, and if it has to be at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, it should be on the road course because it'll be a better race. But this is absolutely the worst race of any kind across all motorsports. And to make it worse, they're going to have heat races. Heat races involving half the field on a 2.5-mile flat track is going to be the worst. And, you know, there's no reason for this race to be there. It's corporate greed, and I really wish that the race was at IRP. We were at IRP last night for ARCA and CRA, and I'm telling you, that's one of the five best racetracks on planet Earth, and we need to be there still.
Yeah, I agree, and I don't know why you were holding back there. Well,
you've been honest.
And I love that. I love you being honest. Really quick, we got about 30 seconds. Who's going to be your pick for this weekend, Sunday?
My pick is Jimmy Johnson. I know Hendrick Motorsports has hit a rough patch here lately, but it's the same thing with Jeff Gordon. You know, when do you come to Indianapolis and ever count out the 48? So I feel like, you know, they were fast in practice. We're going to see how qualifying shakes out here later today, but I feel in my gut that the 48 is probably going to pick up win number 4 on the season.
Well, we appreciate you as always. How do we keep track of you, at the track or on the bike trail?
The best way is social media on Twitter at Matt Weaver SBN. On my Facebook, I've got a Facebook fan page, Matt Weaver Motorsports. I cover everything from NASCAR, IndyCar, the super late model racing. So it's all represented there on both social media platforms.
All right, Matt, thank you so much for being a part of the show. And everybody, remember, we are going to be live all weekend long down at the Mobile Convention Center with Cyclops Paper, Kane Motorsports, and a free concert tonight from Saliva downtown. Just say, hey, Kane sent me or Rod sent me, and you'll get into the Soul Kitchen for free. Happy race day, everybody. God bless you, and love you, Mom.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com, and they may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.